Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We're now in the month of February, and in just about 12 days, we're going to begin Lent. And so, again, I want to say I would urge you, please, to have a copy of my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. There's a free copy that you can receive. Simply dial our 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789 for a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or you can go to renewalministries.net/FFJ for the free booklet. So either way, either dial the 800 number or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ and you can receive a free copy. I am also offering for Lent a CD entitled 40 Days Journey Encountering the Love of God. 40 Days Journey Encountering the Love of God. And I just urge you again to go to our website, renewalministries.net, and just follow the directions there, and you'll be able to purchase it online. That's the CD for Lent entitled 40 Days Journey Encountering the Love of God. And that's renewalministries.net/FFJ. renewalministries.net/FFJ. That is the way to receive the CD, 40 Days Journey Encountering the Love of God. The free booklet on faith, simply dial our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website and you can receive a free copy of the booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. Both of them are tools that you're going to need for Lent. If I can encourage you, both of them would be very, very helpful to following what I want to teach, what I want to emphasize during Lent. So let's take a look now at the book of Job, chapter 7, verses 1 to 4 and 6 to 7. Verses 1 to 4, 6 to 7 of chapter 7 of Job. Job spoke, saying, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of mystery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. If in bed I say, 'When shall I arise?' then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until the dawn. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." Job is very, you could say he's very depressed. There are times in our lives, aren't there, where we go through great struggles, and we could take Job's words here as our own. But what does Psalm 147 say? "Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Praise the Lord for he is good. Sing praise to our God for he is gracious. It is fitting to praise him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. The dispersed of Israel he gathers. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. To his wisdom there is no limit. The Lord sustains the lowly. The wicked he casts to the ground." My goodness, brothers and sisters, why do we take Scripture so lightly? "Oh, I can't understand it." Yes, you can understand it. You need help in the process, but you can understand it. Read it every day, because it's through the Scriptures. It's certainly through the Eucharist But the scriptures play a major role too in leading us safely home to Jesus, in giving us the wisdom that we seek, in giving us perspective, in helping us to see our life in light of God's plan. All of that God wants to show us. Draw near. Teach me, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Help me, Lord. That needs to be our spirit. And we're so proud sometimes and so arrogant. I'm not going to ask him if he wants to give me anything he can, but I'm not going to ask. I don't need anything. Some people actually speak like that. And here is your loving God. Your loving God. And Job learned that too. And so can you. First letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 16 to 19, and then 22 and 23. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. I give myself freely to the service of God's people. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. Be a slave to all, in other words, the needs of God's people are more important to me than my needs. Now, you can get off track doing that too. But when God really calls us, and he calls all of us as his disciples, we need to have very high on our priority list, along with our other responsibilities, but very high on our priority list is the salvation of God's people. And I start with my own family. And I start with my own work, the people that I work with. I start with the friends I know. I start with the people with whom I have a relationship. And by my thoughts, by my actions, and by my words sometimes, but by my thoughts and by my actions are two ways in which we can see what is the priority in a person's life. Is it God? Is it self? Is it someone else that they've made an idol out of? Paul says, although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. To the weak, I became weak to win over the weak. I have become all things to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Brothers and sisters, this is what each of us, this is what God wants to bring each of us to be able to say. It's faith, and faith is living. I have a lot more to say on that in the weeks to come. Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. And then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." And he told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons through the whole of Galilee. Now, brothers and sisters, not all of us have the gifts that St. Paul had, obviously. We all understand that. Or some of the other very, very powerful preachers and teachers. We don't have all those gifts. But brothers and sisters, we can preach the gospel by our lives. We can. That's what God wants to do. You see Jesus' zeal, and God wants us to have that same zeal for his Father's kingdom, for our Father's kingdom. He wants us to have the same desire that he had. And he will impart it to us through the Holy Spirit. But we need to open our hearts. We need to open our hearts. I pray for you. I want you to know that. I pray for you that you may have in your heart and in your spirit the same zeal that Jesus had, the same zeal that St. Paul had, the same zeal that the first disciples and the apostles had. And they came by it. It took a while to get there, but they got there. They began to see who he really was. Do you remember the disciples on the road to Emmaus right after the crucifixion of Christ? And the disciples on the road to Emmaus, they're leaving. They're so disheartened, they're leaving. And Jesus, they don't recognize him, but Jesus comes alongside and ask them what they're talking about. And they tell them what they're talking about this Jesus of Nazareth. And we had hoped that he was to be the one. But he's now dead. And they're going away in discouragement. They're going back to their old life, to their villages. And then Jesus reveals himself to them in the breaking of the bread. If your faith is weak, go more often to Mass. And ask God, enlighten me. Even if you feel like you're that disciple who's saying, well, I had a thought or I had hoped or I had prayed that maybe Jesus could do this for me or my life would go this way, but there must not be a God because I haven't gotten any answer. Be like the disciples. Ask Jesus to come into your life and to speak to you. He may do it through another person. As I've said before, he may do it through something that you read. He may do it through something that you see on TV, believe it or not. There might be all kinds of ways that he speaks to you. But he does want to reveal himself to you even more than you want him to. He desires to know you and to love you and to draw you to himself as his son or daughter, as his disciple. So draw near. Draw very near. How do you do that? By giving God time each day in prayer. If you can go to Mass, please do that. Please make the sacrifice of whatever, any kind of free time, however short it might be, but be willing to sacrifice that and to come before the Lord and to say, Lord, I need your nourishment. I need your word. I need your truth to feed me and lead me. If that becomes your attitude and your spirit, especially during this Lenten season that is coming very quickly, God will reveal himself more to you. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.